Now on Money News, let's talk business. Thanks to Judo Bank, boldly backing business. Visit judo.bank.
Yes, this is our weekly dive into the issues affecting Aussie SMEs. We'll talk about the stories of their success, the plenty of hurdles they jump over, and all the lessons we learn along the way. Let's talk business thanks to our great sponsors, Judo Bank. Now, when lockdowns end, people come out and spend. That was the pattern we saw so many times last year. But, you know, initially when Delta plunged our two biggest states into such lengthy lockdowns, we just weren't sure if people were going to be bursting out of their homes at the end with such gusto as they'd had in the past. Well, the early signs are good. I noticed the figures and estimates out today suggesting $100 million was spent on retail on the first day out of lockdown in Sydney, $5 million on haircuts, $10 million spent on clothing. And no wonder Victorian cafes and restaurants are the rest are begging the government for a fixed date for the end of lockdown in Melbourne as the vaccination rate really jumps more quickly than we expected. Still, you know, we have a really bumpy road to recovery here. We know that. And that's why recovery packages from the state governments in particular for small and medium-sized businesses must continue. And on that today, for example, we had New South Wales announcing a new scheme which provides financial support to small businesses. And in this case, in the event that the government does enforce a localized SNAP restriction over the summer, the New South Wales government is going to provide $20,000 grants to SMEs who lose perishable goods. And that's a measure that offers peace of mind for businesses managing stock. And I personally hope we see more of the same to come. Smartphones, laptops, iPads, the NBN, Zoom, dual screens, remote access. I mean, I can go on and on and on. While we endured lockdowns this year and last, technology was what powered our ability to work remotely and to run a business from the relative safety of our homes. But, you know, technology is also emerging as a crucial element of modern business banking too, which has evolved into a hybrid of traditional relationship banking supported by cutting-edge technology. Lisa Frazier is Judo Bank's Chief Operating Officer. Lisa, welcome to Let's Talk Business.
Thank you, Brooke.
As disruptive as the pandemic has been, Lisa, of course, it's also been very eye-opening and educational for us. Just firstly, what's the period taught you about your customers, managing them and understanding their needs?
Well, I think the time has taught us a lot about ourselves, human relationships and our customers. I mean, I think the pandemic, whether it's, you know, the family, friends or colleagues we have not been able to be with during this time, we've found we crave human interaction. And I think in some way we just realise that pure digital existence is not for all of us. And in banking, human connections have always been important. If you go back decades and ask ourselves what defined banking, it was really three things. Banking was critical to everyone, from paying the bills, buying a home, starting a business. It was opaque and complicated. Bank products had their own languages. And often you manage through big financial decisions by, you know, visiting a branch and having somebody there help you through it. But today, in today's technologies, all the great things you just talked about, Brooke, show that's not the only way to actually manage finances going forward. Technology can power human relations. And we at Judo really think the human connection is important in banking and can only be achieved with trust, integrity and authenticity. And technology helps us do that today.
Yeah, human connection is something I think we've realised we've craved more than ever recently, for sure. We've had COVID and lockdowns, meaning that business owners have had to react very quickly, of course. But, you know, they have hit a speed bump when it comes to accessing finance. You put out the SME Banking Insights report recently, and that actually showed that on average, SMEs were forced to wait 42 days for their loans to be discharged when they actually switch lenders. That's 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's also in that same research, you know, we found that one in two SMEs applied for a loan in the last 6 months, but 25% were turned down. So it's not just the 6 weeks, it was really the access to the capital. And COVID has certainly really put a spotlight on the importance of certainty of quick decision making, because that availability of capital was really important to our SME customers, and SME customers, you know, really globally during the pandemic. So we really focus on trying to meet customer needs by providing high value, low effort. So make it as easy as possible for customers. But speed to decision making. I think that's what's really important that we're trying to do during COVID, but just in generally, because as you said, it can be frustrating and take time.
Is it riskier to be faster?
Not necessarily. Faster does not mean riskier. Faster is cutting out unnecessary administration tasks, having to log into multiple systems, streamlining processes that have too many handovers, removing data, re-entry over and over again, things that really just slow decision-making down. At Judo, our model is to get to know customers, understand their needs, and build those relationships with them, regardless of their location. And we use technology to support bankers who are in market making the decision. So they have the relationship and the technology at their fingertips. And that's where we get the pace from. It's not being riskier, it's actually just taking out waste.
Yeah, maybe you can expand on that a little bit, because I guess when we think of some of the older financial institutions, particularly, they're comprised of layer upon layer of legacy systems. So not really how you design things if you could do from scratch. As a newer bank, Judo has been designed from scratch. So maybe you can walk us through the role that modern technology has played in that design.
Yeah, well, the industry has invested in technology at scale for a long time now, really mainly automating transactions, so taking the old legacy stuff, which started more than 50 years ago with the ATM. You know, it's hard to believe an ATM was invented that long ago, but it automated what the teller did behind the counter. At Judo, we're investing in the technologies to support that relationship-led banking at scale and at lower cost. So first off, you're right, we don't have legacy. We're a cloud. We're a cloud-native bank, which is a given today when you design from scratch. It lowers your cost of computing and it gives you speed to market. We're definitely mobile, ensuring access for our bankers, you know, wherever they may be. We use all those communications technologies, collaborative tools you mentioned at the start of the session today. Robotics is another one, ensuring that repetitive activities are being managed by what we call digital workers, which frees up our people to be with our customers. And then we're moving more and more into data and AI in a digital economy where people have, you know, less and less, you know, extra time. Every interaction is one we want to be meaningful. And that means we need to bring data and insights to help our customers achieve their business goals. In essence, because we've been built so recently, Judo's built to be fast and nimble, and we've been growing fast, and we certainly have. And the fact that we're free from legacy means our growth is not hindered, but rather enabled by technology.
Oh, it's, you know, when you're just talking about ATMs there, Lisa, I actually can remember the conversation I had with my late grandfather explaining to him the ATM, because he wanted to go into the bank and get his money. And I would say, no, there's this thing, and you press the numbers, the money comes out. I remember that conversation so vividly, which just shows you how far things have come. But to give us maybe some real world examples of how these technological innovations are exploited in a good way by Judo's bankers in the year 2021.
Yeah, so certainly I also remember a lot of conversations about the ATM, but we recently launched a new platform to support bankers in the lending decision process so we can get that speed to market for our customers. So all our customer applications and data are in a single place for bankers to manage on one platform. They're able to share that with others in the company that are needed to support the decision. And the information is instantly available to the settlements team who support the bankers once a loan is approved and accepted it. So we're all going to the same place to move that loan along the process.
Lisa Frazier, Chief Operating Officer at Judo Bank, thank you so much for joining us on Let's Talk Business.
Thank you, Brooke. Glad to be here.